This is a waived parole hearing for Vaughn Palmer, ADC number 67581. Mr. Palmer became eligible for 412B parole, which is parole to a consecutive sentence, or 411, which is absolute discharge, on March 2nd, 2014. He has part of the group that the Department of Corrections has certified under an error, a glitch, so that if parole was granted today, it could be granted retroactive to March 2nd, 2014. Mr. Palmer is 49 years old. He's serving 10 years for the crime of attempted sexual assault. He has a consecutive sentence of 15 years for another attempted sexual conduct with a minor, dangerous crime against children. And I should note that he has just expired a sexual assault charge for 21 years. So he's already served that one and is now on the 10-year attempted sexual assault. These crimes occurred on May 30th, 1987, May 31st, 1987, and June 12th, 1987, when he was approximately 18 years old. He was convicted by plea agreement, and at that time, 8 related counts were dismissed at the time of the plea. The plea occurred on December 1st, 1987, and he was sentenced on January 8th, 1988. He appealed the conviction, and that the appeal upheld the conviction, and that was on February 28th, 1989. Mr. Palmer's criminal history includes 1982 theft, later aggravated assault, burglary, and vehicle theft, and there were 7 of those, actually, 7 vehicle theft incidents. He has completed some programming while in prison. He completed SMART recovery 5 times, substance abuse education 2, welding and construction, a victim impact panel, and cultural diversity. He has accumulated over the time he served in prison 8 majors. His last discipline was April 13th of this year, of 2018, for disorderly conduct, and that was a major. This is his 13th hearing before this board. His previous appearances, he's either been denied or he's refused to appear or waived his hearing. We have no letters from the family, no letters from victims, and no one in the room today attending from either supporters or victims' side. It should be noted that we do have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, a long letter, four-page letter. That requests that the letter is dated May 8th, 2018, and in that letter it details some of the offenses and requests that the board not consider any sort of early consideration for Mr. Palmer today. The crime in question is a rape of a 27-year-old and a 14-year-old, and then an attempted rape of a 26-year-old female, these were all women. And that resulted in the crimes that I described earlier. Maricopa County Attorney's Office characterizes Mr. Palmer as a serial rapist who broke into multiple homes and brutally assaulted the women and young girls within. He used weapons such as scissors and knives to threaten them so they would comply. When he was asked about these crimes, he stated he was drunk and he felt numb to the fact that he had committed these crimes. The Maricopa County attorney goes on to state that he cannot appreciate the severe harm he has caused to these women. So based on all of these all of these factors, I am not seeing Mr. Palmer as a candidate for grant of parole, even though it's just to a consecutive sentence. But I would listen to any input of fellow board members.
Great.
Okay, hearing no input, I'm going to make a motion then that, we deny, that this board deny 412B or absolute discharge for Mr. Ron Palmer, ADC number 67581. And based on the dates of the crimes, I further suggest a set off of 1 year. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Quinones. And this concludes the hearing.